Calling all stations, this is a QST message. This is N5JLC with the Arkansas Section Bulletin. News for this product is compiled from the websites of clubs and organizations in the Arkansas section. The section news starts now. The Delta Division presented its Distinguished Service Award to two amateur radio operators at the Delta Division Convention in Jackson, Mississippi on January 30th. Delta Division Director Mickey Cox, K5MC, presented the awards.
At the Delta Division Convention in Jackson, Mississippi in late January, we presented the Delta Division Distinguished Service Award to Ron Brown, AB5WF, and Alan Levine, WA5LQZ, in recognition of their many years of service to the ARRL, along with their many years of service to their local clubs.
In December of last year, the Central Arkansas UHF Group's board voted to create an award program that would promote the use of the Arkansas Link System Repeater Network and amateur radio in general. This month, the CAUHF Group announced the opening of the Arkansas Traveling Ham Award. This award is similar to previous Work to All Counties awards, but will allow the use of repeaters and certain non-traditional modes. You can read about the program and the rules at www.cauhf.org. During the week of January 22nd, the Amateur Radio Club of the University of Arkansas conducted a Weather Spotters class. The class covered new changes that have been made regarding the criteria used to identify storms as severe. The club is offering a newly updated Weather Spotters reference guide on their website at w5ym.org. The Delta Division will soon go live with its Delta Division Worked All Grids Award. This award will recognize operators who make contact in all 40 grids in the Delta Division. Contacts must have been made since January 1, 2010. Any combination of bands and modes can be used to work the 40 grids, but each contact must be made with a station that is actually located within the Delta Division. More information can be found at www.arrldelta.org. Clubs and organizations wishing to have their news included in the next edition of the Arkansas Section Bulletin should simply update their website's news page and ensure that their website is listed in the ARRL's club directory. That concludes this session of the Arkansas Section Bulletin. Thanks for listening, and 73 from N5JLC.